This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show's hosts. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here, I'm Doug Steffen, with an overview of the top 10 stories, and perhaps anecdotally during the hour we'll have time to get to the people who are on the list as well. Maybe that's a good place to start, because a lot of people don't know who Rochelle Walensky is. She's number three on the people list this week. She did a lot of testifying. So what's the story, ladies? What do we know about Rochelle Walensky and why she had she took up so much space and oxygen this week?
Well, it's surprising that it's not Dr. Fauci. Rochelle Walensky, if you don't know, if that name doesn't sound familiar, is the CDC director. And a lot of the story, in fact, I think the biggest story nationally this week, and maybe even globally, is whether or not the COVID-19 virus came out of a lab in China. And for a while, people called you a cuckoo or a conspiracy theorist if you believed that
Here.
That was even a possibility. I think all of us were deemed conspiracy theorists and cuckoo because we all believed that there was the possibility that it came from a lab in Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And this week, more and more evidence is stacking up. And it's funny because the evidence has been there. It's just what evidence
is now being
revealed to us.
The World Health Organization covered it up.
Well, it's not even, but also the media, I think, in reporting it in this country also covered it up. I mean, the same information that's out there right now was out there at the end of the Trump administration when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did this high-level hush-hush investigation into China and whether or not this was an intentional breach, whether it was an accidental breach of this lab, what was really going on behind the scenes. And it wasn't until this week when the Wall Street Journal broke the story that the Biden administration scrapped that on day one, saying that they would rather favor international investigators to come in and take a look.
Well, the reason was very vague, and I would like some clarification from them, because they said that bad practices or something like that. There was something about the way that they obtained the information or that
the information. And so what does that mean? You don't like the information? So does that mean it's too anti-China, too pro-China? Like, what's the deal? And I think that's one of the questions that should really be called on for transparency's sake, because it is vague. You're right about that. And it's vague as to why they would kill an investigation that seems to just be in an American interest and not political. For political reasons, perhaps. I don't know. But anyway, so now Biden has come out and said, after saying that they're just going to let international investigators deal with this, like on Tuesday of this week, by Thursday, Biden, I think, maybe saw internal polling or whatever, and came out and said, well, I want a 90-day report on whether or not this was created in a lab or whether it happened naturally in animals.
And part B, whether it was released on purpose. And whether you're going to get to the bottom of that.
Dr. Fauci and Americans funded it. I mean, there's a lot to this. And it's not about, you know, so many people want to say, oh, this is about gotcha. We just want a gotcha to Fauci. No. There is gain of function research going, no. I mean, look, that's always fun. But the idea is, do you want to live through this again? No. Do you want to live through another one of these outbreaks? Because there's gain-of-function research going on in this country in 12 labs.
Explain what gain-of-function research is.
It's bioweapons, essentially. It's taking viruses,
going on for years.
Making them bigger
World War
and stronger.
II. The Germans started it, and now it's
continued. Russians love it. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Russians are on top of it. Perfect. Speaking of the Russians, and our relationship is interesting because we've separated out the Chinese and the Russians, as we normally they're together in terms of the countdown. But the whole business of what they're doing, Victoria, you've been talking in our tech reports about the cybersecurity problems. The laughable insert this week is that the TSA is now in charge of the security when it comes to pipelines. Who came up with that wet dream? Needs to have their head examined. It's not even funny. It's offensive. But anyway, going beyond that, these attacks continue, and the Russians are behind them, and in front of them, and all around them. And yet these companies are still paying for, you know, their, all these cyber attacks using email system. The State Department, the International Aid Agency, uses the same system, according to the folks at Microsoft. So that doesn't bode well, particularly for our State Department security, does it?
Well, it doesn't bode well, really, for, you know, for a lot of different agencies and companies. So Microsoft has now come out saying that the hackers who were behind the SolarWinds breach, which was basically the worst data breach we've ever had, that hit U.S. government agencies, 150 agencies, apparently, think tanks, other organizations, big companies like Microsoft. So now Microsoft says this group called Nobelium has targeted 3,000 email accounts at various organizations this week. Most of them are in the U.S., and so they believe that the hackers are the same group from SolarWinds, which is a software vendor. And they say that now this is once again ransomware. And see, this is the problem with the Colonial Pipeline. When we found out last week that they paid $4 million to get mm-hmm. their data back, well, the average ransom ask in 2019, even early 2020, leading, you know, before the pandemic, the average ask was $10,000. So that's an easy thing to pay.
Inflation, Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, so now they're, you know, they're going after insurance companies, they're going after everybody, and it's $60 million is the new ask. And, you know, and these companies, what did we say last week in the tech report, that ransomware attacks have increased 349% in the last, like, year and a half?
Why not? So, they're getting paid off.
Right. And so the more people keep paying, the more they're going to keep asking. So.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think the TSA is going to be able to really solve this.
What a joke. It really, it's a fin. And so if everybody thinks the Biden administration is this wonderful group of new thinkers,
well, this
they
is
come
from the Homeland
that?
Security Department,
well,
and technically
so?
TSA. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I don't look. They're obviously the TSA themselves are not going to be running this. They're going to have some contractor come in, and they're going to have, you know, cybersecurity put in place. That's the whole deal. They're running this operation, but Homeland Security created this mess in 2000. This is right after. This is literally a relic from 9/11. So yeah, it all needs to be updated. It needs to be changed. I don't know why. I mean, you know, if the Space Force that Trump started, if that was supposed to be something about cybersecurity, I don't know why they're not running it then.
That's a good question.
They're
all right,
not
coming up.
Running it. That's probably why.
A tie connection between number three, race relations, and police reform in this shooting in San Jose. Is there a connection? Plus, China, which is at number six, needs to be in our focus, and it will be right after these words.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years.
Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, back to it here. 16 after the hour, the focus on China and the scumminess of what the government there is doing, continues to do. There are a couple of different angles here. Jennifer, why don't you start with the overview of the labs and how they have been, the Chinese being protected by the World Health Organization.
And with people in this country. That's what's so disturbing about
all
of this.
Our people are protected.
Yeah. And so, you know, it seems, so I've been, just full disclosure, been talking with, on and off with this reporter who's been really digging through all of this. And most of the evidence that you need to prove that it came from a lab is all public record. All you have to do is just look for it and put it together and it's all there. And that's why it's so infuriating to watch Fauci and others just sit there and shake their head and kind of lie. And you wonder why? Why wouldn't you just follow the evidence? So back in when the UK, so the United Kingdom was also doing their own investigation into the coronavirus and the outbreak. And they found that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where we believe that it all started, had censored this virus database that they had back in 2019, September of 2019, for your timeline. Mm-hmm. And it would so the reports that they had from their intel revealed that the Wuhan Institute removed a database that contained information on 16,000 different virus samples that it had studied. They just wiped it off the database. So members of the World Health Organization's investigation team goes in there and says, okay, this seems a little weird. Why would they wipe out 16,000 samples? Well, there's one member of the World Health Organization investigative team that is from the United States, and that person's name is Dr. Peter Daszak. He runs EcoHealth Alliance, and he just said, you know what, guys, ignore this, because he personally vouched for the Wuhan lab, and they took his endorsement from it. He said that the data did not contain any relevant information, because he's someone who funds this laboratory, and yet he's on the investigative team. I mean, are you kidding me? And so he's been out there publicly defending the Wuhan lab and giving a lot of information to Fauci and others to do the same thing. Well, one of the other big revelations this week is that Facebook, after they changed their tags on people's posts about this coming from a lab and not from a bat or a pangolin, you know who the person was that Facebook contracted with to decide what was appropriate information?
Who would that be, Jennifer?
Dr. Peter Daszak, who is the head of the Eco Alliance. So keep an eye out on that name. He transferred over $500,000 to the Wuhan lab for a study that was linked to bats and the coronavirus.
Anti-American corruption. Okay, so here's something that will be perceived as very interesting by those who are close watchers of politics. The Senate has voted pretty wide majority, 68-30, to advance the China-focused global competition bill, which basically encourages people, hello, finally, to come back, either create businesses here in America or bring them back, right? Am I reading this? A $52 billion bill to support, in this case, semiconductor manufacturing, but there's some is going to energy. But this is a first step. Is it a good one?
I think step in this direction is a great one.
It's a baby step. A lot of people felt, a lot of Republicans felt like this needed to be a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. But they're not in the way of it. They're supporting it.
Most Republicans are. Yeah, there are a few who said we need to add a few more things to this before we make it go. But most people are in favor of this as a first step.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you get the alleged political allegiances between certain people in one party with the Chinese and you know, you see there's not a lot of strength. It's just anything at this point speaks well, or at least intentionally speaks well, of getting businesses back here to America. I just like to see it faster, more tax incentive based, that sort of thing. But at least it's a step in the right direction, hopefully. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The DJV program. It is with the DJVers. We put together our thoughts and the ideas that have come from the list of the top stories and the top people. According to Talkers Magazine, does the research, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio is all there. Jay Kirshner on our group trending items are what is her specialty, and thoughts of people who are listening to our various programs. So we always are asking questions and getting input from people. One of the things that's trending is whether or not family members of murderers should be held accountable. So how does this is, you know, maybe this is in league with this guy in San Jose. I think that's what started it, right? The San Jose shootings is number 7.
Yeah, if you know that there's mental health involved, or if somebody has been saying they want to kill people or they want to hurt people or people they work with, if you don't say anything, would that make you an accessory to murder? And how often are we taking that for real? How often is it like, okay, this isn't just figurative speech, they are being literal with this?
Okay, and what are people saying, listeners to the DJV program anyway, saying?
Lori Howerter says, if they knew someone had plans to do something, maybe. If they thought it might be a possibility, of course not. Gordon Myers shares, no, people are accountable for their own actions, not the possible actions of others.
That's an age thing, though, isn't it? I mean, think about this. Family members, if you're a youngster, is responsible. Don't they hold the parents? If your youngster does something that's against societal rules, aren't parents held accountable? Or shouldn't they be, I guess, is the question at this point.
Yeah. I think that what, in the sense of, say, a high school student's having a party and one of their friends gets killed in a drunk driving accident leaving that party, mm-hmm. I do think that the parents take some of the heat for that,
right.
Especially if they knew their kid was having a party and they, right. You know, supplied underage drinking. Mm-hmm. Another comment on that, Bob Cochran says, bottom line is, I am sure that the victim's families are wishing she would have contacted the authorities when all of you, if it was one of your family members killed, and I believe that's in reference to the gentleman's, was it his ex-wife, estranged wife?
His ex-wife,
San Jose,
ex-wife.
His ex-wife.
Yeah,
right. All right, there's another film about Ted Bundy coming out. This has Chad Michael Murray as the star, and your question to the listeners, do we need another Ted Bundy film?
Yeah, a lot of people are weighing in whether or not a Ted Bundy film is really necessary at this point. There seems to be so many. This was trending all over social media, but the DJV show listener said, Sherry Stevens posted, I love true crimes. However, there's way too many made, shall we just say, Friday the 13th movies 2.0. Carol Yappel says, not again, don't need to watch, I know how it ends. And Jeff Schmidt said, meh. I always love that response. Meh, M-E-H. It might be worth a watch. I'm fascinated by stories like this, but I find myself asking why.
What does meh mean?
Meh. That's the best response ever. Meh.
All right, we also, for lots of different reasons, have been talking, well, we, along with others, I find UFOs fascinating, all the alien stuff, the focus on the TV show Debris. That's what this is all about. So now we brought this to light. What's the question and what are the answers, Jay?
True or false, do aliens exist? UFOs, have they entered Earth's atmosphere at one point or another? Todd Osborne says, that's an absolutely true statement, and hopes we do find life on another planet. And Joanna Jackson says, yes, that's true. It's a little arrogant to think we are the only ones among the other planets in the galaxies and the universe. And Gordon Myers goes with false on this one. It's not
all right, let's talk about political crushes. You guys claim Liz Cheney is mine. Who's your political crush? What are some of the quickies here? We got a few seconds.
Maureen Rowe.
Go ahead. I was like, mine? I don't know. Go ahead, Jade. I'm sorry.
Oh, Maureen Reynolds said that Dan Crenshaw is hers. Bonnie Ellison says Dan Crenshaw as well. David Trevor says Christy Nome. Is that how you say your last name? Nome name?
Yep.
And then Lauren Babart.
Really? Isn't she the one that I was talking about last week? The skinny...
No love for Democrats, I guess.
No. Okay, well, you heard it here first, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every year, more than 4.5 million people are bitten by dogs in the United States. Most pet guardians are unaware that there are several things that they can do to help prevent this from happening. The most important thing any pet guardian can do is socialize your dog. Dogs that are unfamiliar with surroundings can often bite out of fear. Make sure that your dog has plenty of time to meet a lot of different dogs, a lot of different people. Take the time to introduce your dog to the neighbors next door, people around the block, and people in your circle, so your dog isn't frightened because they're no longer strangers. Also, training your dog is critical. Just by basically training your dog with commands like sit, stay, down, and calm, it helps you remove your dog from potentially dangerous situations. And focus on non-aggressive activities. Respect your dog's space. You know, we all need our space once in a while, so teach people that if your dog is lying down, why don't you just let him lie down and relax? You wouldn't want to be woken up with either. Just remember, precaution, no bites. I'll more next time.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas lawmakers walked out of the State House chamber just before midnight on Sunday to deny a final vote on a controversial bill that would tighten voting laws in the state. Republican Governor Greg Abbott supports the bill and said he would call for a special session. Republicans in the state call it a common sense approach to securing election integrity. Democrats see the bill as an attempt to discourage minorities from casting a ballot. The bill is known as Senate Bill 7. China announced on Monday that married couples may have up to 3 children, a major policy shift from the existing limit of 2 after recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. In 2016, China scrapped its decades-old one-child policy imposed to halt a population explosion. Environmental groups in Florida are warning that unusually high numbers of manatee deaths in the first 5 months of the year are being blamed on algae blooms that are destroying food sources. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is costing one state a ton of money and expects the federal government to pick up the tab. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Arizona legislature passed a resolution last week asking for more federal funds to deal with the surge of illegal crossings at the border, now reaching 20-year highs. Some border cities have also sought more federal assistance. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says that his city is receiving funds from FEMA to help with the migrants being released into his city. He tells Fox News that policy changes, not money, will be the thing that brings real change at the border.
I think there's a lot more that needs to happen. They're doing a little bit. There's some FEMA money flowing this way. But this is not an issue that gets solved by dollars. This is an issue that gets solved by policy and procedural changes and ultimately a law change on how we handle immigration. But we really need as a nation to address the question, is this really how we want to handle immigration? It's a de facto change in immigration policy. It's not done through the normal process. And it really puts people at risk. It puts communities at risk. And as a world leader, we really should have this better thought out and a better process under control.
If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you have only a week to opt out of an experiment that gives your neighbors your internet bandwidth. On June 8th, Amazon will automatically enroll the device in Amazon Sidewalk. The new wireless mesh service will share a small slice of your internet bandwidth with nearby neighbors who do not have connectivity. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's free. Doesn't cost you anything to listen to this overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the staff of the DJV program. That would be me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We're going through, not necessarily in order, I'm finding some things on this list, the story list, which is published both on the DJV show, whether it's Facebook or our website. It's there, and it's also on Talker site, talkers.com. Number two is the January 6th commission. Is there really that much interest in what's going on there, or is this purely a Republican right-wing radio thing?
Well, I don't think it's a radio thing. I don't know. I think people have – sorry, Victoria, but I mean, I think people have their feels about whether it's appropriate or not, but I think – it's not like it's being created as a big story by Republicans. I think Democrats are really pushing for it because they'd like to use it for midterm advertising.
Really?
Like, well, I think it's symbolically, I think it's important to acknowledge this, you know, and this was This was domestic terrorism, and so I think it's important that we don't just let it slide. Because let's be honest, if this was a Democrat, you know, if this was on the left and these were people who were supporters of Biden storming the Capitol and busting in the way that they did, it looked like we were in some third world country that was being overthrown. I don't think Republicans would let it go, honestly. Everyone would be tried for treason and high crimes. I don't agree.
There was not one gun that was used. There was not one firearm. I mean, a lot of the people who went in there were idiots who just wandered in. There were a group of people who went in there that weren't trying to stage a coup. They were trying to break in and cause chaos and trouble, and those people should be punished. And I think they are. There's four investigations right now. Hundreds of people have already been arrested.
Yeah, but well, I think like there were plenty of things there that were just not people wandering around taking pictures.
But there was a lot of that. And believe me, I think there were people in there who were up to no good, and those people should be charged. And I say that there's zero tolerance in my mind for that. But I would correlate it to what happened during the summer. And a destruction of federal property is a destruction of federal property. And so you had a bunch of people who are probably more likely to be Biden supporters than Trump supporters that have ruined American cities. They've burned down police precincts. They have destroyed courthouses and federal buildings, burned up police cars. All of that kind of stuff has been going on day after day, month after month, now for an entire year. And there's not a commission into those people. In fact, those people, if they're even arrested, are let out of jail immediately. So I think there's a lot of inequity in this, because both of those things are literally the same in the eyes of the law. And that's why a lot of people are like, enough with the commission. Like, we already have investigations. Arrests have been made. It's nonstop. We've had hearings on this. We've had committees in Congress that have taken this on. Where are those same people and their passion for the people who burnt down the police precinct in Minneapolis? We let those people go.
Or Portland.
Well, those people are still going to be
Portland,
tried.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, most of them have been let out, and most of them have been bailed out by funds set up by even the vice president, by Kamala Harris. I mean, come on.
All right. So let's move into the situation, the race relations stuff. I sort of coupled it with the situation that exists in San Jose, although that wasn't racially motivated, I don't think, was it? I mean, how much is there race involved in that? I don't think there is as much.
I don't think anything has come up about that, except that this guy just, you know, this guy was obviously just out of his mind. He had all kinds. I mean, he burned down his own house before shooting up his workplace. I don't know that there's anything that's racially motivated there.
Mm-hmm. I guess I haven't seen anything.
I don't know.
No, but that has become part of the. That's become part of the conversation. At least that a lot of people think these shootings are racially motivated, the Asian hate, what is there that makes some people hate as much as they do? Color of skin, religion, race, whatever, if you want to refer to race as where your natural origin or the nation of your origin. The anti-Semitism thing has me buffaloed, frankly. A group of Jewish House Democrats calling on the White House to take a more concrete action to address anti-Semitism. There are a lot of people who are asking why Biden seems to take a step back when it comes to Israel. Is the situation with the Israelis and the Palestinians the same as support for Jews in general? I think a lot of times these things are confused, and then the whole thing gets kind of washed away. I think there's a very serious problem here, not just with anti-Semitism, but just hate in general. What the hell is the matter with you? If you don't like somebody, just ignore them or leave them alone.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise globally. This is not just an American problem. This has been really like brewing in parts of Europe for a while now, for the last 4 or 5 years at least. So I don't know. This is just it's very frustrating, and I have a lot of Jewish friends, and they're scared, and this kind of stuff, it's online hate. I mean, people are getting death threats for their children who are Jewish. I mean, it's crazy what's happening right now.
Yeah, well,
I don't think legislation is going to do anything to help, but
don't you just think people are angrier and angrier?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
I do. I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
let me just give you a quick example of that. Thank you for bringing it up. The other day, I'm driving down the street. Most of you know I'm a farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm on my tractor coming back from a field back to the farm. And there's a sharp curve and there's a stop sign there. And so I've stopped waiting for somebody to come through. There's a car heading up the road. And so the guy doesn't put on his directional light. And when he passes me, he looks at me. And I look at him and I say, great job with a signal.
And
he stops. He stops the car. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you could have been polite and turned your blinker on. He says, I almost said it. You know what he said. And he got in his car and drove away. What motivates that?
Am I the one? You have to be careful right now.
What makes him, if I say to him, why don't you turn
This is not a time for you to be acting out. And
I actually just warned
strangers.
My dad the other day. I'm like, you need to settle down when you drive because there's in Los Angeles, truly in Southern California, the drive-by shooting number has increased exponentially. When I was a kid, drive-by shootings had a lot to do with gangs, right, and gang members. Now it's just people who are ticked off and on the road and bad actors. There's a story that has, I don't know how much it's carried nationally, but in Riverside County, there was a mother who was driving her son to school, 6 years old, Aiden Leos is his name, and she flipped some guy off because he cut her off. The guy shoots into the car and kills her son on the way to school.
This is happening in Jersey. This is happening where I am. This is happening everywhere. This is not the time, Doug, to be like, you know, a smartass to anybody, to strangers, because you have no idea what could happen. People are just shooting people for no reason. It's crazy.
So, and what happens to them? What penalty do they pay?
They can't find the guy who killed the kid. It's a $300,000 reward that it keeps growing. The reward keeps going up and up and up for more information. No one can find him. They think he has a white sedan. Well, that narrows it to, like, what, half the cars on the roadway?
I mean, look, Lady Gaga's dog walker almost lost his life because they shot him for no reason and wanted to steal some French bulldogs. This is like there is zero emphasis on the importance of life right now. Like, this is just a free-for-all. And so, this is definitely not the time to be confronting some a-hole who didn't put a blinker on. Like, deal with it. Stay alive and just deal with it.
I could always put my tractor across the road and he could have run into it, I suppose. One or the other. All right, 43 after the hour. In a moment, how the economy is shaping up or how we're shaping the economy. That's next on our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio with the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally.
It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, 45 at the hour. You're listening to our approach on the DJV program to the top, the stories on the chart, the top issues of the week being discussed. Research done by Talkers Magazine every week. And at number nine, this always floats around between like six and nine, the economy and what's going on, what's happening. You'll all be happy to hear that China has a future in America because the Dollar General store chain is going to open 1,000 new stores in the next 4 years. They have
from
now
what I read, top growing 17. Retail store in the
say
country.
What?
I said from what I read a couple weeks ago, it's the top growing retail chain in the country.
Yeah. 17,000 stores, and you try to find something in there that's not made in China. Fine.
That's not the concern of the shopper at the dollar store. It's how much can I get for my family that I can afford.
Well,
and
but
that's a real sign of the times, too, of how
especially
bad the economy really is. Right.
The inflation that's happening right now is huge. I mean, it's everything is getting more expensive. There's a side-by-side. I should post it. Maybe, Jay, you want to send it out. But there's a side-by-side as to what stuff cost last year as opposed to what it cost this year, and it's stunning.
I mean, we went out
gas
to dinner
from $1 to well over $3. I mean, lumber.
I mean, restaurant
coal.
Prices are insane. We just paid $7 per shrimp for a shrimp cocktail.
$7 shrimp. A shrimp.
A shrimp was $7. Mm-hmm. I mean, the three of us went out to dinner, and I can't eat. I'll tell you off the air what the bill was, and it's not even a fancy place. It was crazy.
Well,
how expensive.
I was looking at a survey on one of the finance pages. There's a huge surge away from credit cards to debit cards. Consumers are spending like you wouldn't believe, and that's part of what drives the economy, spending with credit, spending, you just build that up. And we certainly know what the interest rates, you talk about inflation, the interest rates have changed in the last few months from an average of 25.9% interest on credit cards to 29.7%. Up 4 points in just a few months because people, you know, the banks, they're in business to gouge you as much as they can. And the solicitations for credit cards, I can't tell you how many of those I got in the mail just this week for the various businesses that I have. It's, you know, just keep jacking it up. And then who's, it's kind of like us. The country has used a huge credit card or a debit card.
Yeah, well, people who fared pretty well during the pandemic, you know, people who didn't lose their job, they cut down on commuting costs and they improved their homes and the backyard and all the DIY stuff. Those are also people who just kind of socked away a lot of cash. So they're not really, they don't need to use credit cards. And then when credit card companies, you know, they see that there isn't really a need for a lot of credit, then they raise the rates and then they try to solicit you to, you know, go after people who still do need the help, and then it just becomes this whole vicious cycle where you can never get out of paying, you know, you're going to be stuck paying, like you said, 29% interest. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's the cycle of debt just keeps perpetuating.
Right. You know, there have been times, actually during the pandemic, I think a lot of people paid down because they weren't using money for other things, so
they
paid down.
They used the stimulus money to pay
off
debts.
And now they're going hog wild. In terms of COVID stuff, Jennifer, you'll be happy to hear that the green light has been flipped on for large cruises, so that $500 that you've got in the cruise line.
Yeah, Jen.
Now probably
stock went through the roof.
I'm retiring.
All right. Perfect.
Never known a $500 investment to be paying off that well.
Right. Super duper. All right, so there it is. Our points of view on the stories and people of the week. DJV time is 10 before the hour. Thanks to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for us to wrap the week with the top 5 items in technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, applying her fine thoughts and voice to the top 5. At number 5, dating apps. And what is being done, this is kind of an interesting thing. It's more of the twist your arm routine, this time using something like a dating app. I guess it's a pretty good idea, right, Victoria?
Well, so dating apps, so the idea that you're referring to is getting vaccinated. And so dating apps are using a lot of different new tools, including free premium features for vaccinated users. They are encouraging, there's a whole new range of ways to show your vaccination status. And it turns out, I mean, these are all the major ones. So Match Group owns Tinder and Hinge, Match.com, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, like all the big, you know, the most popular apps are all participating in this. And the if you are essentially, there's research that shows, recent research from OkCupid, shows that vaccinated people get 14% more matches than unvaccinated people. And so now that everyone's back on dating apps and you can actually meet up with people in person again, this is they've seen just a flurry of activity. And so they're all encouraging. If you are vaccinated or if you plan to be vaccinated, then there's, you know, all kinds of freebies that you get from all of these dating apps. So, you know, if you're going to be on there, you might as well, you know, if you want to get more matches, then you might as well get a vaccine.
All right, number 4 on the list of the top 5 tech stories this week is a focus on Peloton, their expansion, and building what they sell in America.
Yeah, they've announced plans to invest $400 million in a U.S. factory that which will produce their spin bikes and their treadmills. That's going to be located in Troy Township, Ohio, which is about a half an hour south of Toledo. The facility is planned to be approximately 1 million square feet. It will be called Peloton Output Park. And they hope that eventually it will lead to lower prices for their products. And although the CEO has basically said that's going to be a few years away from happening. So currently, Peloton mainly manufactures their fitness equipment in Taiwan. And so this will be, you know, and obviously, as we know, they had a lot of delays and stuff during the pandemic because they just couldn't get the supply. So, and these bikes are not cheap. The bikes and treadmills are very expensive. So, you know, if they roll this out by 2023, which is the plan, they say it'll offer 2,000 more new jobs, and hopefully the prices will come down in the next couple years.
All right, number three is a focus on more ransom demands and bad protection, if you will, for these systems that seem, you would think they'd be more on top of this, Victoria.
Yeah, well, and actually, even as we're talking about this right now, there's the SolarWinds, which was that massive breach of 150 U.S. agencies, including Microsoft, last year. Well, SolarWinds is at it again, and literally as we speak, it's sort of like breaking news that this is, there's another attack from SolarWinds, and so Microsoft has reported this to the FBI. So this is, you know, it's never ending. And so this story here at number three this week is that the ransom amounts, the demands, are consistently rising. It used to be in 2019 and early 2020, the average ransom demand was $10,000. We're now into $50, $60, $70 million. And so the CNA Financial, which is one of the largest insurance companies, they reportedly paid $40 million to get rid of the ransomware attack and to basically get their software, whatever was stolen from them, to get it back. And so Apple and Acer, they have data that's been compromised. We don't know yet if they've actually paid the ransoms, but it just keeps getting worse and worse, and they want more and more money.
Number two, the first cybersecurity regulations for pipelines, and our heroes at the TSA are mingled into this.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity because of all these ransomware attacks. And, of course, after the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which basically, you know, shut down gas production and movement along the East Coast. So now the TSA, which is actually a division of Homeland Security, they are now going to be in charge of all of the cybersecurity of pipelines. Now, the actual pipelines themselves, the pipes themselves, are still part of the Department of Transportation. But now the TSA is going to be covering the security part of it.
Ridiculous.
So I'm sure it'll be very safe.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. pushback on the Amazon MGM deal is number one, yeah?
Yeah, this was huge. So Amazon is buying MGM for $8.45 billion, and a lot of people in Washington are not happy about this. Amy Klobuchar came out first saying the Department of Justice needs to investigate this before it's allowed to be finalized because it's just eliminating competition.
Yep.
So Amazon's got the heat on America.
And big business. 59.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.